Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. Yeah, nice try.
I had it.
You tried to hold off thinking that I was going to go early. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
51 degrees right now, and it's not going to get much warmer. 56 is the high today. Sun will be breaking around lunchtime, and for the rest of the week, we are straight up fall. We're not getting back into the 60s until Saturday, and then the rains come.
Uh-oh.
That's right. So it'll be a washout for your non-Bills bye weekend this weekend, which sucks because this is the weekend, if you're a Bills fan and you got kids, you do the pumpkin picking.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't really.
Muddy pumpkin?
Yeah. Muddy pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I guess you could have done it last weekend. Bills didn't play Sunday.
Yeah, actually, a lot of primetime games. I take back what I said. I rescind my comments. I've had a weird morning already.
Why? What's the matter?
All right, first of all, driving to work this morning, Lehigh Station Road in Henrietta, and I'm doing exactly the speed limit because I'm a safe driver.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a safe driver. So as I'm driving, you know, it's out in the sticks.
Yeah.
I see animals all the time.
Sure.
Very conscious of deer, foxes. So today, as I'm driving, little skunk.
Wow. Oh.
From the left side of the road.
Adorable.
Runs out into the road. Now, I got plenty of time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's going from the left to the right. I'm obviously in the right lane there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going. So I slow down to like 25 miles an hour, and he's going. So I go around him on the left because he's trying to go to the other side of the road. And right as I am about to pass him, he jumps back.
Oh, no.
And I crushed his head with my car.
You ran over.
He changed directions.
He changed directions at the last. I was so, like, I was in my head thinking.
Sounds like a suicide.
Bro, if I didn't know any better, it was literally.
Look, man, imagine your whole life, you're just a skunk. You can't get away from it. You know what I mean? It's like that one day I don't have to be a skunk. It's the worst animal.
I am devastated about what I have done this
morning.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was thinking, if he was thinking at all.
They never think this crap through.
Okay.
That's their problem.
All right. Like, I literally said out loud, oh, no, in my car, just like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have the heart to look in the rear view
mirror. Yeah, you can't look.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I was hoping, maybe the thought is I just clipped him and he's running off to the
oh, my ear.
The
I got to get to urgent care.
he's probably flat
In
the middle of the road. So, like, there's three things I want to talk about. First of all.
Isn't there a song called There's a Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road?
Is there?
I think there actually is. I think it was a hit. But I think CMF played it.
There's a dead skunk
in the middle of the road, and I believe we used to play it on CMF.
I've never heard this song before.
I'm going back to the 70s, man.
Man.
There is.
Who sings it?
Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, that we played at CMF.
CMF.
Big old Jerry Jeff Walker.
Big old Jerry Jeff Walker.
Loudon Wainwright, the third?
Oh, Loudon Wainwright, the third. Okay.
Yeah, pretty funny guy. He is. He's a funny guy. He used to be he's a good actor and a good singer.
Sure. He's
back in the day.
Son Rufus. All right,
maybe
look,
even rest in peace.
So what I'm getting at is, You have a responsibility to avoid animals in the road.
Well, if you can, you don't want to cause an accident. And you're lucky it's in the middle of the night.
And that's what I'm getting at here is, like, I thought I was being safe and super cool. Like, I was down to 25 miles an hour, and I guess when I saw him double back, if I would have slammed the brakes on, I might have been able to stop. But I was also afraid if I slammed the brakes on, something bad was going to happen to me.
But, bro, it's also a freaking skunk.
Yeah, but, still, like, it's traumatizing.
I understand that, but it's not
no matter
like
what it is.
It's going to go off and live this fabulous skunk lifestyle.
Maybe you had little skunk kids.
Oh, Kimmy, what do you now have left? Those skunk kids?
Orphan skunk kids. Now they're going to go into foster care.
They're going to work in a skunk factory making more skunk. No, I'm saying, like, I don't know. Like, there are two types of people in this world. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You're right. You shouldn't. Do what you can to avoid an animal where you're going to put yourself in danger.
Or yes.
But that's some people's first knee-jerk reaction.
Is to hit the brakes.
Yes, or like, do whatever you can to avoid that animal. Yeah. And I guess this morning I discovered I am not that man. And
well,
that
you did swerve.
Well, but here's the thing. I maybe could have maybe stopped. And I was like, nope, I'm just going, like, for my safety. And hopefully I don't hit him. And cuckoo, I made a terrible mistake. I feel like a monster because my first inclination was not do everything I can to stop.
Well, self-preservation, too. Because you're told not to do that because you don't. If there are other cars on the road, you're going to cause an accident.
Plus, you got a new car, man. Don't want to screw that up.
Well, that's the other thing. Now it smells like skunk.
Oh yeah. How about it? It's just on the wheel well, right?
Well, so like I
had to like go up into the well of the car.
I don't think he went up in there.
The stinky thing. Was there any blood on the car?
So I didn't see any blood, and it's a white car, so I probably would have seen it immediately. But like, I'm driving away. I'm like, first of all, I'm trying to deal with the murderer that I am this morning with this skunk. And I'm like, oh no, my car's gonna smell. And I didn't smell anything. I'm like, oh good. And then I finally got to my first street light. And I was like,
whiff. Yeah, but you go hit the car wash after the show, just scrub her off.
Is that it? Is that all I have to do? Well, no, because like if you get
it's all on the outside.
But if you get sprayed by a skunk, you gotta like. Bathe yourself in, like, tomato juice.
Yeah, you do have to do that when you get home.
So
you need to get a couple cans of tomato juice and bathe yourself
in. I'm serious. Do I have to do something more to my car to get the skunk smell off?
No, just go wash it. It's on the outside. It's on metal.
Well, no, I don't know how.
It didn't get into your fabric of your car.
No,
did you get leather or cloth?
Leather.
Nice.
Well, bro, yeah.
Oh, you stepped up.
See, I had family at dealerships, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you scrub that thing out, you're good.
Okay.
But don't try to clean it yourself. Don't chintz out. Go to a car wash.
I have a car. I got that monthly car wash membership.
Ooh, look at you. But you used to kill me for
that. What site are you on right now? You just told me not to chintz.
You used to kill me for that all the time.
I have a new car. I'm trying to keep it nice.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, go take care of it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I hit a skunk this morning. I did everything I could to avoid it. The thing ran back under my car. He ran under my wheel.
Well, they're just dumb animals.
No, I know, did you not think about me in my emotional state, skunk, when you decided to end it all underneath my wheel?
But you did the right thing, man. You know, they just blow through it. They say animals and mother-in-laws, same concept.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. You killed Pepe Le Pew, you heartless bitch.
Well, that one, rapist skunk. Yeah.
It is possible that, there were little skunk kids and this skunk just had enough and he had a death wish. But, outside of a tomato bath, all you can do is just air out the car. It'll go away.
Okay. Thank you for all that, Rammer. Wow. That's a great first call of the day to take. Rammer, thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
So much information to digest there.
Share it out, Pat.
Okay. Dom writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Monday, taking my kids to Stokey Farms through Scottsville, had a black cat do the same thing to me. Tried to go underneath the car, caught it with the back tire with my kids in the car.
A bad one. So yeah, kids in a car is rough.
I never know, like, if it's a cat. Do you have to stop because it could be somebody's pet? What's protocol?
We talked about this. Wasn't it dog or it was like dog or not? Like dog and cattle? And then like cat, you could keep driving?
I don't know.
But
I guess morally, I mean, that's my policy. Obligation to stop. Like if there were houses around,
you'd have to go knock on every door.
Yeah.
But you'd have to do the same thing for a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't mind it. It's a dog.
It's still a living. It's somebody's pet.
Well, why is it in the street?
Well, dogs, cats, they get out.
Where are the owners?
Kimmy's dog was running around for 2 weeks.
Where is the owner?
You were actively participating in trying to find the dog.
No, dogs I worry about. Because cats are like always on the prowl. They're always dicking around or walking around, looking around. Sliding around.
A lot of around.
Oh, you know they are.
Pussyfooting around.
Pussyfooting around.
You wouldn't stop. That's somebody loves that.
I'm sure I would stop.
You lie. Why are you lying? You're hearing what a mouse you sound like, and now you're trying to double back, and it's not going to work.
I mean, there's certain animals I really don't care about.
Give me an example.
Like any kind of like reptile. Like if I hit like some nasty ass reptile.
Like a snake or something?
Yeah, snake, alligator, turtle.
Snake I'm okay with. Turtle I would be devastated if I hit a turtle. Really
first of all, what's your slow ass doing on Fortnite?
Well, he doesn't know.
People ask you the same question.
And you wouldn't stop for my ass.
No, if I hit a turtle, I would be beside myself.
Bro, again, like you're definitely going to feel that.
It's going to sound like you ran over a hubcap.
Can a turtle F your car up?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Why not?
The shell.
I mean, some of those things are pretty big.
Well, and they're sharp. Like the every edge
like
of
cut,
it.
Like cut your tire?
Well, yeah. Could it mess your tire up, mess up the front end of your car? Could it knock your alignment off? Those things, they can be huge and sharp.
What are you hitting, a goddamn tortoise?
There are.
Things the size of a Volkswagen.
What are those? Those snapping turtles can be huge.
Oh, those are nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are spiky and nasty. And do not handle them.
No, remember we talked about this. They encourage you from behind. To
yeah,
pick
they're
up
wrong.
And move them. Okay.
Don't sneak up on anything from behind and grab it.
It's slow.
That goes for mother-in-laws, too.
Even if you have a slow mother-in-law? No, man. Like, I'm thinking, has anyone hit a turtle? Like, or a snapping turtle? Like, does it mess your car up bad? Because I was kind of worried, like, if that skunk got up in my wheel well, I just did damage to my car. I don't need that.
I mean, it's a soft, furry thing.
It's soft. It's definitely crunchy because I felt that part when I ran it over.
The crunchy part's on the inside.
Okay, of like the power rankings of wild animals, smaller than deer, because deer is just going to F up your mud.
Yeah.
All right. So you got squirrel, you got fox, you got coyote, you got raccoon.
Okay.
Which of those four would bother you the most if you hit it with your car?
Foxes are beautiful. They're beautiful.
They almost look like somebody's pet. You
yes,
know what
they
I mean?
Do.
Like it's a little bit more majestic.
And coyotes almost look like a shepherd.
Yeah.
So sure. Again... Yes.
The bigger it is, I guess, I think the more it's going to bug me.
Raccoon, you said?
Yeah.
Are a-holes.
But they're also adorable.
Yeah.
But they're vicious.
They have people hands.
Yeah.
Like, it'll look at you like, stop, no, double thumbs up, I'm okay.
Yeah, I would go fox, coyote, raccoon. What was the last one?
Squirrel.
Skunk.
Skunks and squirrels, they're just rats.
You know what the worst part was?
What?
He was frolicking across the road. Like, he wasn't just running. He was like, dude, I'm just a squirrel, skunk, having a good time.
Happy hump day.
He's a hump now.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the road. No, it's weird. Okay, fox I get. Those are majestic. I think raccoon is number one on that list for me, just because they're so much like people.
Well, you see those cutesy little things on Instagram, which is crap. They're vicious.
No, I get
I'm
it.
I'm not saying they're not vicious.
Nasty.
No, those things can be vicious. But the like other things you name too, fox,
coyote especially. Coyote attacks people all the time.
Not all the time.
Really talk to those people
once in a while.
Kept getting bit in the Achilles tendon.
Well, I'll tell you, usually when these animals attack, people will be screwing with them. Oh, yeah. They're feeding them. They're messing around, walking around, looking around, sliding around.
Pussyfooting around. Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, snapping turtle can total your suspension. Stepdad hit one in his Suburban. That's a Suburban suspension.
Man, those are huge. What, it messed it up?
That's what he says.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying, man. You don't understand. Like, you're going to take these things off of Earth's, you know. Out of Earth, but they're going to take your suspension. I don't know. I'm still bothered.
Right.
I'm still bothered because I'm going to have to drive past his lifeless body on the way home.
Well, they're probably working on it.
Don't
now.
Look.
They probably got it all coned off.
And like, there's going to be kids on school buses that are like, oh, no.
Oh, you think kids care about roadkill?
My kids are bothered by new roadkill.
If you can tell what it was, it's going to bug them, you know?
I don't think you can when they're that smushy.
I guess that's the best case scenario.
Maybe I just hit him in the head.
Nah, it sounds like you nailed him good, bro.
Man. He probably led a good squirrel life, or a skunk life.
There is no good skunk life.
No, there is a good. He's just being a skunk,
he's just living in the woods.
And they must do things for us. They're part of
their life stinks. Their whole soul stinks.
They don't know
their
they
family stinks.
They don't know they stink. And they don't stink.
I think they do.
Really?
I think they do.
They
probably get the look from the other animals. Like, Jesus Christ, look who's coming.
They always look clean. Like, even this one looked like a cat. It was its hair was flowing while it was frolicking.
Yeah. Oh, very fluffy.
And then I just obliterated it with the front wheel of my car. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one's just good at something they've never tried before.
No, you gotta work at it.
And there are skills that can take years, decades to fully master.
Practice, practice, practice.
So in that way, what happened with this man out in Canandaigua Lake is explainable.
Okay.
If it's something that he's new at. Maybe this is something that people who do this look at and go, yep, I went through the same thing. It's part of learning. But I don't feel like that's going to be the case.
No?
Because if there is one group of people who are massive dicks when it comes to mistakes.
Who's that?
Folks who spend time on the water.
Oh, yeah. Very judgy.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a potentially scary incident that went down Sunday on Canandaigua Lake. First responders were called after a sailboat capsized.
Ooh.
And the single man in the boat had to be rescued.
Damn.
Yes. Now, luckily, the good news.
Okay.
Sailor was wearing a life jacket, and it made things way easier. Also, they were somehow able to, like, actually talk to him. I don't know what technology.
So he was the only one on the boat, then.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, so it must have been a small sailboat.
Could have been.
It had to be a very small sailboat.
Okay. Or maybe it was a big sailboat, and nobody else wanted to go with him.
You can't sail a big sailboat by yourself.
Yeah, are you hearing this right now?
Who's going to work the jib?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you go jibless that day.
You can't go jibless.
You could go jibless.
Can't go jibless on the lake, son.
Yeah, you can do it out west. You can go jibless in Seattle.
All right, so now he's in his little boat and he flips it.
First responders got out there. They rescued the man. Everything was A-OK. Great work by all the first responders.
Yeah,
nice.
Thank goodness. All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
You are the closest thing we have to a sailor in the break room.
Yeah, which isn't saying much.
Agreed. Is it embarrassing to be rescued flipping your sailboat?
Yeah, because a sailboat's really hard to flip.
Is it?
Yeah. You got to really work at it, man. To capsize a sailboat is hard.
Okay, was the water bad on Sunday?
I mean, was it super windy?
I mean,
I wasn't here.
Does it get, like, how rough, I guess, does it get on the Finger Lakes?
It can, I guess.
252 WCMF,
252. But it was a beautiful, Sunday was a really nice day. And it was probably breezy at best.
Okay, are you?
Yeah, this mofo don't know how to sail,
you're being
bro.
This guy, but you don't know how to sail either. You're going to judge a guy who's out there actually sailing?
I'm telling you right now, man.
All right, let me ask the question this way, because I asked it poorly. No one goes out on the water for the first time knowing how to sail.
Right. And you don't go out by yourself for the first time either.
Okay. But there's also a first time of going out by yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Does every sailor have to be rescued at least once when they're sailing?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, rescued?
I feel like they'd be constantly having to rescue somebody.
We have stories of them constantly trying to rescue people, having to rescue people.
I mean, I could see. No.
Are you sure?
To be rescued, no.
Did your dad have to be rescued from his boat?
He had to be towed because he blew both the engines.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay, so he had to be rescued.
Wait, you're asking me sailing or just boating in general?
Let's just talk water in general.
Just boating in general?
Well, because I would think that being a sailor is harder than what your dad was doing, and he had to be rescued.
But sometimes, like, your engines just crap out, something like that. It's really not your fault.
Well, his engines crapped out, too. His engines being his body,
wind.
Which was thrown overboard. Okay. They say that everyone who gets a motorcycle at some point is going to dump that motorcycle.
Yeah, true.
They say
yeah.
that every person that gets an RV at some point is going to scratch it while they get used to backing it in and out of things.
Okay.
Why would the same theory not go for sailing?
I mean, you can, but I guess it depends on what you mean rescue. Because like when you say rescue, I'm thinking like the boat's like flipped over, you're in trouble.
Emergency response.
The Coast Guard has to come out and literally save your ass. But like your engine conking out on the river or the canal or, you know, where I can see the shore, you're probably not in bad shape.
If I fall out of my sailboat, do I have to call
somebody?
Nobody
else in the boat?
Yeah, it's just you.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be a rescue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Look, I guess I'm saying, like, because I'm watching people. I saw this story, and then I saw it on social media, and everyone's making fun of this guy. But I don't know how many people are sailors, because I don't know how many. I know we have a larger-than-we-think sailing community
here. Oh,
we do. Here,
yeah.
Right? But it's also an expensive hobby
it's
to
a rich man's
into.
Sport. Sure. And even the little ones.
And I'm looking at some of the, you know, profile pictures of some of these people. You ain't sailors. Like, you're going to take a shot at a guy who maybe be learning something new?
But they have the guy's age.
No, we don't have any.
Yeah, if that's an older cat, man, that's embarrassing.
What if he learned how to do it as an adult?
It's still sad.
Why?
An old wet man on a boat. Worst Hemingway novel of all time.
I do feel like that's a hobby you would pick up later in life, though.
But a lot of people grow up like it's family.
True, true.
Like, you're raised by sailors. You know, boat people raise boat people.
Douchebags.
Like you're a semi-boat person in a way because your dad had busted boats.
He had busted boat.
Yeah, didn't he? Your old man had to have been rescued. Him being a first responder.
I do. Yeah, he's got that punch card, that special card. You know, yeah. Call. No, I don't remember having to be like towed in or anything.
Because I can also see your dad like not checking gas gauges and like life preservers and things like that.
Yeah, I don't ever remember anyone having. But I will say this: the boat was only active until I was like 6 or 7.
Oh yeah.
And then it just sat on our house until I moved out when I was 18 and sat on the side of the house. So I don't know.
Right.
It was kind of hard to pull it because the tires had disintegrated on the trailer and it sat there for so long.
Are there more embarrassing places than others to get rescued from, though? Because I'm guessing, like, Canandaigua, you're going to have an audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you get people from, like the shore can see. There's probably a bunch of people out and about. But, like, I guess, like, if you're in, like, Lake Ontario, you might be a little... Like, there may be nobody that actually sees you getting rescued.
But
as much as you would on, like, one of the Finger
Lakes.
Yeah,
you got a gallery, man.
Yeah.
But like, one of the worst things you could have is have an issue with your boat.
Yeah.
Either pulling into the dock or pulling away from the dock where you're just there and, like, everybody's watching you.
Okay, but why...
And, like, you're just there.
But why are boaters such judgmental dicks? Because it's gonna happen
well,
to you.
Because
like it's gonna.
It
if
looks
you,
like it looks like you have zero experience. Like this guy just thought he could hop on this boat and figure it out as he went.
Okay, fair
you
enough.
Gotta know what you're doing.
But if you do anything long enough, you're gonna find yourself in a situation where you
you're,
need
no,
help.
You're absolutely right.
So like, why not have the wherewithal to be like, give that guy a break? Because I'm eventually gonna want a break from other people.
But if you own a boat,
yeah,
you automatically assume if I see a guy with a boat and you do the same thing,
what?
Look at that prick.
No,
well, look at that.
No.
SS douchebag.
No,
right there. Look at him, smug ass.
I think that's a hard
captain.
Working class guy who scrimped and saved all his pennies to
yeah,
afford his
what
nice
he
bus. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You looked at you have the same opinion I have.
Well, but it's fun, which is funny because you grew up with nothing but boats. You had
and
your
I was
own
raised
boat.
By pricks.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this situation that happened out in Canandaigua Lake on Sunday. A sailor was thrown off his boat when it capsized. It looks like he might have been the only sailor on the boat. Luckily, he was wearing a life jacket. First responders showed up. They rescued him. Everyone is okay. But I'm curious, like, in the world of sailing, and here's how you know sailing's high-end, nobody is calling with any sailing experience.
No.
But, like, I would think in this world, if you're learning how to do this, you're going to have to be rescued.
Well, you probably took some lessons. They even teach you like what to do if the boat capsizes, if you took those lessons.
Maybe you start at such a, like, because don't you, if you're starting off in the sailing game, you start really small, right?
Yeah,
like don't you start at, like, one of those
little skiff.
So, like, maybe that helps, like, if you're working your way up, less likely to have problems.
Because
you're not, like, just jumping on a big boat right away.
No.
But those little ones flip easy?
Yeah, they flip easy, but you can pull
like
them back over yourself.
Okay, maybe.
So you can stand on it and hoist it back over yourself.
Okay. You know, going back to something Kimmy said a second ago, the whole idea of big lake rescue versus small lake rescue. You're right. If you're having to be rescued on Canandaigua Lake, you're going to have an audience and it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Counterpoint to that, if I'm out in the middle of Lake Ontario and I go overboard,
you're going to be crapping yourself.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because you ain't seeing nothing.
You got it. And they're going to have to find me. Like, you're right. It's going to be more embarrassing on Canandaigua Lake. I'd much rather be able to see the faces of the people judging me than sitting in water wondering if this is how I'm going to die.
If you're in open water, it's got to be the most frightening thing because it is – But you're Lewis and Clark. Ain't nobody around.
Yeah, man. No, F that.
Yeah.
Give me the embarrassment.
Yeah, but the embarrassment also comes with potentially like those other people trying to rescue you.
Okay.
Or, again, or shouting advice from the shore is also a prick thing to do with people.
But what if it's good advice?
It's never good advice. Because first of all, they can't even see what the hell's going on out there.
They're not shouting advice at you. Get off my property. You're too close to the shore.
All right, I don't know if this is a joke or not.
What?
Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. My uncle smoked so many cool cigarettes, we got a sailboat that we ended up flipping.
Oh, wow. He got points.
Are you joking?
So you remember, like, well, you remember when Marlboro had their miles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then there was another one, Chesterfield, you used to get coupons in the back of the smokes, I think.
Yeah.
And then you could trade those. They were like SNH green stamps back in the day. You could trade them, and they'd be a catalog. Man, that's a lot of menthol in your lungs to get a sailboat.
He says it was made out of styrofoam.
Oh.
It was a styrofoam sailboat?
He smoked so many cigarettes, Cool gave him a free styrofoam sailboat.
So that was for like your pool?
Ah, well, apparently not because he flipped it in the water.
One time you sailboat.
Oh, my God. All right, look, man.
Doubles as a cooler?
Dear God. No, okay, going back to the whole, if people are yelling advice to you and it's good advice, why would you not want that advice?
You don't know what advice it is.
Give me anything. I'm in the water right now. My boat is upside down. I'll take any advice you
ever
give me.
I mean, the best thing is just sit on the hull and wait for the water cops or the Coast Guard to come out and help
you. Okay, look at me right now.
What?
Shape you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You think you could hoist yourself out of the water and sit on the hull of a boat?
I'm hoistable. I'm very light. I'm small.
You don't have the upper body strength nor the back.
I did last night. Well, I had the back and the upper body strength last night, baby.
Yeah, see?
Capsize your mama.
Tell you know I'm right.
Sat on it all night.
Gotta take shots.
Wave to the shore.
Because everyone wants you to drown in a sailboat.
Well, I was drowning last night.
Shut up.
That vagina was angry, my friend. The old man in the cooch.
All right. Would it be more embarrassing, Kimmy? I'm talking to Kimmy.
I'm listening. It's a very good show.
No, shut up.
You're funny.
The Coast Guard Fire Department has to come out and rescue big rigmarole, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they have the lights and everything on.
I'm talking to Kimmy! Or...
What?
Having to be rescued by another boat of people.
Oh, a guy pulls over and helps you out.
Yeah. Which one's worse?
Probably the emergency response, because it's going to be like every single... Like, there's going to be help there that you don't even need,
horns
potentially.
And lights.
I'm going to say it's...
Water
the
cannon.
Quieter rescue, the better, you know? Like, I know it's going to be embarrassing to those people, for you, because these people had to come help you, but, like, you could kind of be done with it once you get to the shore.
Would you agree?
Depends what you're looking for. If you want professional service, you want those guys.
Okay.
If you want some other jamoke who's probably four White Claws into his afternoon.
Yeah.
And his chubbly wife trying to pull you on board. Then you're going to have to hear all their war stories.
You know, that's a good point. Nobody on the boat's going to be in good shape when it comes to
rescue.
No, of course
not. If it's Sunday afternoon, everybody's been partying. I'm going to take the pros.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, if you see that emergency response boat coming, they're going to know where to stop, how to get you.
This is what they do.
True. You see somebody else's like fun party boat coming. Oh, is that boat going to hit me in the head while I'm floating here in the water?
Yeah, you know, they got Kano blasted on the goddamn.
Where they taped Kano and they're still playing.
Yeah.
Big fans of Kano.
They are huge fans of Kano.
The SS
Mambo pulls up.
I guess what I'm getting at then. Look, maybe we need to have a little more understanding for everybody that just because you're good at something.
Well, that's always good advice.
Just because you're good at something doesn't mean that everyone's good at something.
Well, right. And even the best sailors can make a mistake, right?
Yes, they can.
No, not according to Tommy. A second ago, oh, stupid. Like, it's discussions like this that prevent people from trying new things they might enjoy.
You know, well, if a little comment's going to stop you, maybe you weren't that invested in your plan in the first place.
Is that what it was, man?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Let's see what you got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem? Shoplifting.
Yes.
The solution? This, that actually seems like a really good idea.
Okay.
Because it's not a coincidence that stores have seen an increase in theft when these started showing up. Mm. So if the cops think this will work,
yeah.
If the employees think this will work,
well, it's a dunk.
If the courts think this will work,
who's left?
Why do the stores themselves have such a problem with
it? Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. People always shoplifting everything, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's lawless out there.
Everybody's grabbing.
And there was nothing we could do to stop it, right?
What do we do?
Well, here's what you do. One state has come up with a pretty damn good idea on how to cut down the number of people running out of stores with merchandise without paying. So it turns out you can draw a direct line to the increase in shoplifting in America.
Yeah.
With the installation of self-checkouts in retail stores.
Oh, okay.
Right. Several studies have shown that the more self-checkouts a store has, the higher their percentage of theft.
Mm.
And it's not just because people are walking out without paying for stuff.
Yeah.
Crime policy folks, people who study this, believe that more employees in the store, no matter what they are doing, decreases chances of theft.
More eyes up front.
You got it. So if you have seven people cashing out customers,
yeah. mm-hmm.
as opposed to three and four self-checkouts,
right.
that store is less likely to experience okay. shoplifting, even if those people in the front are just scanning bags, mm-hmm. scanning items, and getting them through. So because of that,
yeah.
the state of California has come up with a new idea.
What are they doing?
It is called the Safe Stores Are Staff. The Safe Stores mm-hmm. Are Staff Stores Act. In this act, retail stores would be required to have one staff member for every three self-checkouts that they have.
Oh, so you had to have somebody at least standing at the front of the joint.
For every three.
Because Wegmans kind of has that now where they have like somebody there to help you in case you don't know what you're doing.
But that's like one person for like, what, 10 self-checkouts?
The second part of this, any item that is in a locked case, you understand what I'm saying,
right?
Condoms, razors, perfumes, all these things. They could no longer be purchased at self-checkout. That person would have to go to an actual checkout and have it scanned to leave.
Okay.
Third, a firm 15-item or less limit at self-checkout.
What?
Oh, you don't like her?
Oh, man, because I was like going up there with like 20, 25 things.
So stores would be required to have more staff members. They would have to make people that go in a lot of cases, pay through an actual line, and you could not have more than 15 items in this line.
All right, so big box man don't want this.
So let's break this down.
Yeah.
Store employees love this idea. More jobs, less to worry about.
Sure. Kind of going back to the way it was.
Police love this idea because it turns out, Tommy, it can be really hard to prosecute people who steal things through the self-checkout without paying for some things.
Oh, because they can kind of argue, I didn't mean to.
Bingo.
It was a mistake. Yeah.
You have to prove intent that they really meant to steal it. And that is really hard to do the way that these self-checkouts are set up. This would change that. It seems, Tommy, the only people who don't want this idea.
Who don't like it?
Are the stores themselves.
They don't want to pay the extra labor.
Bingo. Target and Walmart are just a few of the big box stores in California that are pushing back big time on this idea. So I asked this question.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. One, do you like this idea? Two, do you believe this idea cuts down on people shoplifting from stores?
I'm sure it does because, like you said, more eyes up front, you're going to see what's going on.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You would think like more employees keeping an eye on stuff, it would cut down on the likelihood somebody would try it, I guess.
But that kind of hurts the Walmart family and their budget, you know, when they want to just enjoy their life.
Sure, sure. You know, like when they sit down at the kitchen table, the
trying to just hammer things out, man. Yeah. I mean, they got yacht payments and castle payments.
Sorry, Paul, we're going to have to downsize the castle this year. We ain't going to be able to make the castle payments. I mean, if you're really upset about retail theft, and the studies show retail theft decreases when you do what they are encouraging.
Touching on my profits.
Why would this change not happen, right?
Because they don't want to pay people.
Okay, so let's walk through that idea. Let's all hold hands here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If the solution to retail theft is paying a couple more people in the front of your store minimum wage, which is what they would probably do, right? And they don't want to do that.
Right.
It means they're losing less money in theft
than
they are hiring 12 more people.
And they're also using the police department as their security department.
Thank you.
So they don't pay for that. We do as property owners. You pay that through your taxes.
Thank you.
So Walmart uses all the police and the sheriffs to do all their outer security work.
Thank you. Tommy's on fire this morning.
It's that tracksuit.
And what makes it even more interesting, right? Because there's an argument, Tommy, we should be punishing people more so they don't try and steal in the first place.
Right.
And that's a fine idea. Maybe that would work. But it also costs money to prosecute and punish and put someone through the system. Yeah. So if you have the ability to keep that from happening, that also saves us money, right?
Yeah.
Why would you not force Walmart and Target and these other places to pay minimum wage to somebody to just stare at?
You know they ain't going to pay, man.
Okay, well, then deal with the
theft. Big boss man don't want to pay.
Then deal with the theft, because I don't have a lot of sympathy for you when this is rolled out, a really good idea is rolled out, and you're like, no!
I will say this. I don't think retail theft is any different from when I worked in retail.
Oh, no?
I was big thief myself.
Big thief Tommy.
But the amount, of shoplifting we had, and even like nicer guys. I worked for this company, Winn-Dixie Quick Check. They were all over the South, and I worked in really nice areas and really crappy areas. The thieving was the same.
No kidding.
Almost, yeah, because you would see stuff that got ripped off constantly. And but back then, they hired off-duty police officers to do their security work. So those guys were getting paid by the company. You weren't paying. It wasn't your tax money.
Yeah.
So you'd have an armed West Palm Beach cop who's now doing, like, your dad does security work on the side. These guys, you know, they picked up extra money.
No, my old man did that at Wegmans for a couple years.
Yeah. But, you know, taxpayers ain't paying for it.
Sure.
The retailer is.
You got it.
They went away with that. They realized, well, why am I paying this guy when he's already parked out front anyway? We'll just call him.
We'll give him some free coffee, and he'll just sit here and pick people up. 252-WCMF, 252-926. Again, we're talking about this idea out of California. It's to cut down on folks shoplifting.
Yeah.
It's called the Safe Stores or Staff Stores Act. Stores will be required to have one staff member for every three self-checkouts in their store. Any items in a locked case could no longer be purchased at the self-checkout, and a firm limit of 15 items or less at self-checkout would be enforced, which means you're out. You're going to jail, you bitch.
That sucks.
Trying to skip the 15 items or less line. But police love this idea. Courts love this idea. Employees love this idea. Walmart, Target, among other big box stores that are pushing back.
Yeah, the man don't want to pay.
You got it. I don't know, man. Like, outside of I don't want to pay you money, there is legitimately no argument against this, right?
No, of course. I know.
Clark writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, to the point about making it hard to prosecute people walking through without paying at the self-checkout. He says, I watched someone get stopped walking out the door by Wegmans Asset Protection last week. They had a bunch of stuff in a Ziploc in a duffel bag, and they said, oh, I don't remember I had that in there.
Yeah, wait, it was in a Ziploc duffel bag?
In a duffel bag.
That's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, you want to steal, right?
But you want, you want to keep it sealed and fresh when you get home.
I don't want my onion to get all up in my banana.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
James is on the other side, though.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He writes us on
Instagram. I'm a shareholder. Cuts into my profits.
He says retailers shouldn't be told how to run their store. Where will that end? Thoughts, Tommy?
You can run your store any way you want. We're just not going to pay for your security.
Okay.
Do whatever you want. But why are you using, like, cops to, like, do your work?
Why are you, like, using cops to, like, do your work?
That's what I put on a sign.
Like, your argument is a good argument. You don't even know how to speak English to get it out of your face. Why, like...
I don't speak good English.
Why, like, use the cops like, man, to, like, do your, like, work?
Man.
Man. No, I mean, you bring up a good point. Like, when your policies affect...
Knock yourself out, man. Do your job any way you want, but we ain't going to help you.
You got it. I guess the only argument against this, and we're getting this on Facebook, and maybe it's a valid argument, This comes in from Jake. He says, maybe they're having a hard time staffing the stores. We were having a shortage of people that wanted these jobs. If they can't find them to work, what do you do then? Thoughts on that?
I don't know. Is that still the case?
Mm-hmm. You could pay more.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine, like, that's not a... They still got people looking for gigs, right?
Right now, it seems.
That's what I thought.
Your mic's off.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something.
No,
sorry.
I was listening. Okay. Sorry, I was on the phone, so I'm catching up here.
No, you missed the most interesting part of the discussion while you were on the phone.
What's that?
No, I'm kidding. No.
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I mean, look, I will say this. To the point that Kimmy made a second ago, there are always one or two people at the self-checkout at Wegmans. You can tell a difference in a store based on how much they care about retail theft happening, depending on which store you're in. Because, like, I was in a Walmart in D.C. over the weekend having to buy a twin-size air mattress.
Okay.
Because that's the life I live at 11 o'clock on a Friday night in a city that I don't live in. But there was one person at 11 o'clock at night, and there were, like, 15 people. And they only had self-checkout lines ready to go, and that person wasn't paying attention. And I don't blame them, right? I wouldn't want to work that job anyway. But it became very apparent that they didn't care. Like, I could have run out of that place with my air mattress. And maybe
kind of bulky, but yeah, you could do it.
But maybe I would have gotten stopped by a cop. And I think that's the other thing, too, going back to the first point. If I'm at a place that feels like they don't care that I steal, that feels like they're not going to run me down, why would I not go?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what's going on.
Just put people in there.
All right.
Man.
I agree. Hire people. Give people some work.
Kimmy, would you take that job right now if you got fired from this gig, watching the self-checkout line?
I mean... For Wegmans, yeah. I don't know why. Like, everybody I know that's worked for Wegmans enjoyed it, so.
Does everyone in this room want to be a Wegmans employee after they get fired from this
show? Yeah. I already got my paperwork on.
What? They're not hiring you, though. What job are you taking?
I don't know yet. Maybe barista.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a good coffee maker.
Are you?
Yeah, but the problem is you can't just make like one type of drink. Like, you're going to have to make all those drinks that
I'm not making
hate.
That ice cream crap.
Strawberries and cream.
Take that
latte,
stuff to Tops.
Whatever it is.
Take that stuff to Tops.
Get out of here.
Nick writes us on Instagram. He says, I used to work in asset protection. Shiznit ain't going to change. People can still walk out or skip scan. Sure. You're right.
Yeah.
You're never going to stop crime, period.
No.
But the idea is you'll have enough eyes on there that you're going to catch it more now catch it more then than you are now.
Mm-hmm. But the biggest fight in this whole idea isn't going to be the theft. It's going to be kicking people out of the 15 and under line that have over 15 items. Because that's going to be the thing that's most inconvenient to people and the thing they're going to push back the hardest against.
That is my favorite part of this
law.
But
I'm quick. I'm good.
You're not. No. My favorite part of this law is
I got it all down.
No way.
No. See,
you know, with the gun, too? Like, if I got stuff, I'm like out of there.
I have like, if I can fit it all in a basket, I should be able to go through the self-checkout.
I'm
like,
what are you, Queen of England? No, you can't. It's not a thing.
It's all in a basket. I'm just going
to. I agree. And I'm like a NASCAR pit stop, man. I'm
no, there's an easy solution to that. You wouldn't have to have someone count. The cash register just stops counting at 15. Whatever you've scanned, now that's what you're buying. Good luck.
They're not going to do that because they want your money.
Well, not if this law gets implemented. I mean, California, and I'm fighting hard to bring it to New York again.
But you don't like shopping. You don't like groceries.
No, I don't like people that break rules because they're arrogant and think they're more important than other people. That's what I don't like.
There's nothing arrogant. I'm paying for my food.
No, you're not. Okay, go pay for it in the line without the 15.
By the way, I'm not beholden to your store policies.
Oh, no?
I can do my own shopping my own way.
Well, then go do it somewhere else.
Where? Where am I going? Tops?
Sure.
I'm not going to Tops.
Why aren't you going to Tops?
I'll go to Tops tomorrow. I'm here now.
Okay, all right. Well, great. Enjoy your first 15 items and get the F out of my face.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.